Well, the first voice that you heard in Ronan's report there was from Teresa Hughes, the woman after my own heart chasing big farmers. Well, she made the move from Roscommon to Wexford many years ago, and she was a teacher in Ballyfad National School, just down the road from Caoilín Éireann. Well, as it happens, yesterday marked the final chapter in the story of that school. The chair of the Board of Management is Father Dennis Brown. Good morning, Father Brown.
Good morning, Ella.
It is an emotional thing in a school, especially small rural schools. Yesterday was your final day. Can you describe the scene?
Well, Ash, it was very sad, really. Yes, we've only two pupils in the school, one in sixth class and one in fifth class, and the principal and the secretary and a cleaner. So that was all we had for our little part, including myself. All we had for a little party, and we had a cake, and the young lads were helping pack up some stuff for the other schools that were given to the other schools and things like that. So it was very sad. Now, some families came over that had been pupils in the school, and they came over, and it was really, really delighted to see them, you know. So we were working very hard trying to save the school, but it just didn't happen, and that's it. That's the end of a long history there, really long.
And closing the doors for the final time yesterday, I mean, it's a body blow, really. I mean, you arrived in the community 7 years ago. At that stage, there were, was it about 11 pupils? So it's been quite a long fight.
There was 11 pupils, and we decided we'd do something about it, and we formed a little group called the Friends of Ballyfad School, and some of them were soon to be future parents and things like that, and we brought it up to 15, I think, I see on the roll there in 2018-19. But then it went down to 9. And when we went under that, then we lost. We had a second teacher at that time. And we lost her then. And at that stage, most of the children in the school were Church of Ireland children, actually, the population-wise. Then it went down to 4. Then the next year went down to 3. At one stage it went to 1. And
Father, you literally went around knocking on doors, asking people.
We knocked on doors. Yeah. We did around. We put up posters. We went with advertising. We got at our local Guardian newspaper to do articles for us. We even offered free uniforms and free books. And like the community were good too, because in the last, like since COVID, I think we donated about 10,000 to the school, you know, fundraised and things like that through feed days and things like that. But
for people who are living in urban Ireland, and you, can you explain why this is going on? Because you would imagine that there's a lot of people living in rural Ireland in the outskirts of the centres, and that there would be enough people to go to these schools.
Well, Ballyfad is a very rural community, and it's actually on a crossroads, and there's a post office come shop, there's a church, the school and the cemetery, and that's the kind of the centre of things. And there's a lot of new buildings in our community, new homes, but many of them don't engage, really. Often they're just, the gates are closed all week, you know, it's only the weekends they're there in their houses because they're commuting to work and things like that, you know. You would know a local house as opposed to a newly arrived house because the gates are open, you know, just that kind of thing. And we're on the borders of Wicklow and Wexford here, so I don't know what the school itself, I think when they were taken off of the feeder schools for Gorey Community School, that was probably the start of the problem, really.
And a bit like the post office, the local shop, if you don't use it,
yeah,
you lose it.
If you don't, you're going to lose it, exactly. Yeah, I'd be saying the same about churches too, of course. But there now we have the example of our little school.
And your little school, as you say, I mean, it goes back a very long time, doesn't it? Even back to hedge schools.
It does. Yeah, yeah. Some of the local historians said it was a hedge school, and then it was a landlord school, and then it. I have registers. I took possession of the registers yesterday, and one of the registers goes back to 1873. So it was going since then, and then there was a new building built in 1948, and it was leased to the department for 99 years. And
it's in great condition now. I mean, it's spacious grounds. What's its future?
The future is, I'm hoping, we've already had interest from about three different preschool, creche, play school groups, and even one lady, but she never came back, but she was talking about forming a special school in it. I even had an Orthodox Christian group looking for it, for a community centre for them. But we're waiting at the department. I can do nothing until the department releases the lease. You see, it's rented to the department or it's leased to the department for this 90 years, and there's about another 30 or 40 years on it.
Well, we certainly wish our best wishes to Anne Ryan, the retiring principal there, and all the other members of staff, the pupils and their family too. You, just to end, you brought something home very important, that something that dates back a century.
Our secretary's eldest chap is the sixth class student, so when 12 o'clock came for the close of school, he took out the bell, and I have it in my hand here, about 100 years old. Do you want me to ring it? Is that it?
Indeed. Well, thank you for joining us, and maybe you can ring it for the last time.
Okay, all right. God bless.
Well, there you go. Thank you, Father Dennis Brown, Chair of the Board of Ballyfad National School in Wexford, that closed yesterday. And I'm sure the sound of that bell brings up a lot of memories for all the people, the pupils, the families and the staff associated with the school. Well, it wasn't the only school which closed its doors for the final time yesterday. There were seven other local schools across Ireland that did the same. They include Flemby National School and Scoil-Wirrig on Small in Lixnaw, both in Kerry. Atimun National School and Scoil Ní Fhuin, both in Galway. St Patrick's National School in Dubhach Beag in Donegal. And St Joseph's National School in Aglish in Tipperary. And Stonetown National School in Louth. We wish all the past pupils, the teachers and the support staff well as they take the next step in life.